This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, Salvador Tolentino Geronimo versus State of Missouri, decided December 24, 2024 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Western District. Salvador Tolentino Geronimo, appellant, v. WD8603, State of Missouri, opinion filed December 24, 2024, respondent. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Pettis County, Missouri, the Honorable Robert Kaufman, Judge Division 2, Alok Ahuja, Presiding Judge Edward R. Ardini Jr., Judge and W. Douglas Thompson. Salvador Tolentino Geronimo appeals the judgment of the Circuit Court of Pettis County, denying his rule. 2915 motion for post-conviction relief after an evidentiary hearing. Tolentino Geronimo was convicted after a jury trial of one count of first-degree rape and was sentenced to life imprisonment. The victim, was Tolentino Geronimo's 11-year-old niece. Victim had also been sexually assaulted by her father, and in Tolentino Geronimo's post-conviction motion, he alleged his trial counsel was ineffective for failing to properly raise and introduce evidence regarding victim's father's crimes against her. Tolentino Geronimo also asserted in his post-conviction motion that the trial court's judgment contained a clerical error in that it did not conform to the oral pronouncement of his sentence. He requested a nunc-pro-tunc order to correct this error. The motion court denied Tolentino Geronimo's claim of ineffective assistance of counsel and request for a nunc-pro-tunc order. The state argues on appeal that Tolentino Geronimo's claim of ineffective assistance of counsel is not properly before this court because it was raised in an untimely amended post-conviction motion. We disagree and find that Tolentino Geronimo's amended motion was timely filed. We further find that the motion court did not clearly err in denying Tolentino Geronimo's ineffective assistance claim, but, as the state concedes on appeal, the motion court did err in denying Tolentino Geronimo's request for a nunc-pro-tunc order. Accordingly, we remand with directions that the criminal judgment be corrected and affirm the motion court's judgment in all other respects. Factual and procedural background. 1. Underlying criminal case. In June of 2017, victim's friend contacted a detective with the Pettis County Sheriff's Office and provided information that prompted the detective to set up an interview for victim at ChildSafe, a child advocacy center. During the ChildSafe interview, victim disclosed that Tolentino Geronimo had raped her. Following an investigation, Tolentino won. On appeal from the motion court's ruling on a 29.15 motion, we view the facts in the light most favorable to the verdict. Goodwater versus State, 560 SW 3D 44 49 N1, MOAP WD 2018. The facts of the underlying case are in part summarized from our opinion affirming Tolentino Geronimo's conviction on direct appeal in State versus Tolentino Geronimo, 571 SW 3D 214. Morded AP WD 2019 without further attribution. 3 Geronimo was charged with rape in the first degree, victim less than 12 years of age, pursuant to section 566.030 ORSMO. 2 At trial, victim testified that one afternoon near the end of fifth grade, which was in the year 2014, she visited the home of Tolentino Geronimo and his wife, who was her aunt. Victim was in the main bedroom watching television with Tolentino Geronimo and his infant son when Aunt said she was going to take a shower. After Aunt went to shower, Tolentino Geronimo began touching victim's chest inappropriately. He then held victim down, pulled her pants down, and put his penis in her vagina, but it was painful and difficult to go in. Victim testified that she was uncomfortable and she believed Tolentino Geronimo saw her discomfort, so he stopped. Victim then pulled up her pants and ran from the house. Victim told Aunt about the rape in a text message, and Aunt offered to take victim for a rape examination, but victim refused, causing Aunt to conclude that victim was lying. Because Aunt did not believe her, victim did not tell her parents or anyone else about the rape, fearing that no one would believe her. Victim also acknowledged that she had stolen money from Tolentino Geronimo around the time of the rape, but she insisted that the money had nothing to do with her allegation. The jury found Tolentino Geronimo guilty of first-degree rape. At the sentencing hearing, the trial court orally sentenced Tolentino Geronimo, in accordance with Section 560.030, to serve life without parole under the statute as defined. The written judgment, too, all references to Section 566.030 in this opinion are to Arsmo Cum, Supper 2013. All other statutory references are to RSMO 2016. Four, provided that Tolentino Geronimo was sentenced to life without parole. Tolentino Geronimo's conviction was affirmed on appeal. Post-conviction proceedings. The appellate court manned